Dr. Pinsky with a female IME. I'm Dana, D-A-N-A, Drummond, D-R-U-M-M-O-N-D. Dana Drummond is a 46-year-old woman who reports she was injured on 3/29/21. Right at that time, she tripped over computer cords in the IT department. This caused her to twist her left knee as her hands were pressed on the desk. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a diagnosis of detached ACL, sprained PCL, and a torn MCL. She had surgery on the knee done twice by Dr. Pepe. The first was on 7/15/21 and the second on 12/15/22. As of 5/1/23, he discharged her from care on permanent restrictions. I am in receipt of a job description for that of a county correctional police officer. As per the records provided, a first report of injury was completed indicating Ms. Drummond tripped over cords on the floor walking back from the filing cabinet. She could not bear weight on her left foot. She described her knee popped and she tried to regain her balance by grabbing the desk. Was seen at Concentra on 3/29/21, providing the same mechanism of injury. She was evaluated by the nurse practitioner, including including x-rays of the knee that showed no significant radiologic findings. She diagnosed the left knee strain and initiated Ms. Drummond on crutches, cryotherapy, physical therapy, Activity modifications were also instituted. She followed up but remained symptomatic. In 4/12/21, she underwent an MRI of the left knee that showed an incomplete tear of the posterior root attachment of the lateral meniscus with partial extrusion of the body, peripheral tear at the meniscus capsular junction of the medial meniscus posterior horn, ACL rupture with pivot shift injury and bone contusion pattern, grade 2, partial tear of the MCL and grade 1 LCL sprain, iliotibial band strain, moderate to large effusion with soft tissue swelling about the knee, and muscle strains. New paragraph. Ms. Drummond was seen orthopedically by Dr. Pepe beginning 4/20/21. He diagnosed sprain of the anterior cruciate ligament and medial collateral ligament. They discussed treatment options, both using a brace and surgical intervention. She did have a history of sleep apnea and an irregular heartbeat. They wanted her to start formal physical therapy that was rendered on the dates described. New paragraph, she underwent preoperative cardiac clearance on 6/29/21. On 7/15/21, Dr. Pepe performed arthroscopy of the left knee, arthroscopic anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction with patellar tendon allograft, and lateral meniscal root repair. The postoperative diagnoses were left knee, anterior cruciate ligament tear, and lateral meniscus complete root tear. She had additional rehabilitation post-operatively, period. In the paragraph, a new MRI was done on 8/25/22 to be inserted here. Perucci continued to be followed by Dr. Pepe. He did perform another procedure involving debridement and lysis of adhesions for diagnosis of arthrofibrosis. Period. She participated in rehabilitation again, including work conditioning. Period. Ultimately, she had an FCE on 4/11/23. Period. She was to return to Dr. Pepe afterwards, but it is unclear if she did so. Period. The FCE was done on 4/11/23 and determined she performed it. She did not perform it with maximum effort. But nevertheless, she was still capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed multiple healed surgical scars about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Scratch that. With no atrophy or effusions, period, there was swelling of the left knee, period. Left knee motion had a 5-degree extension leg and flexion to 65 degrees with crepitus, period. This was done in the supine position. Period motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. She declined assuming the prone position, period. Manny muscle testing was 5-5 for left hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period, she was tendered to palpation at the right, greater than left, medial joint line, and anterior cruciate ligaments, period. Knee maneuvers with, scratch that, she had negative Lockmans as well as anterior and posterior jaw signs. Period, other provocative maneuvers were unable to be performed. Period, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with an intalgic gait on the left. Period, she was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period, she changed positions fluidly and was able to squat only by holding on to a nearby object and shifting her weight to the right side. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 3/29/21, Dana Drummond injured her left knee at work when she tripped over electrical cords. Period, she was seen the same day. Consensual or x-rays were negative. Period, she was initiated on conservative care for a left knee strain. Period, she remained symptomatic and underwent a left knee MRI on 4/12/21 to be inserted here. She also had physical therapy. Period. She came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Pepe. Period. He performed surgery on 7/15/21 to be inserted here. Period. This was followed by rehabilitation. Period. She nevertheless remained symptomatic, and a repeat MRI was done on 8/25/22. Period. On 12/15/22, he performed another surgery to be inserted here. Period. I can't seem to actually find that report, but it's listed on the records. She completed care with a functional capacity evaluation that made determinations as noted above. Period. These were below the physical requirements that are required in her position as a county correctional police officer. Period. The administering therapist wrote, active foot pursuits and independent restraining of individuals are not recommended. Period. In the paragraph of the current exam found that she ambulated with an antalgia on the left. Appeared she had decreased range of motion and swelling about the left knee. Appeared she had difficulty even cooperating with provocative maneuvers at the knee. Period. There was no overt instability, but she did have significant swelling. Period. New paragraph. Having reviewed the medical treatment to date, comma, her job description, comma, results of an FCE, comma, and her current exam, it is my opinion that she is not fit for duty in her position as a county correctional police officer. Period. If she were to return to work, this would be a significant safety hazard not only to herself but to others. Period. She does not have the physical capacity to carry out all the tasks necessitated by this position. Period. She also has expressed intolerance to these activities. Period. She did relate to this evaluator that she cannot apply for medical retirement until she has stopped being employed. Period. In terms of her description of intolerance to her job activities, we need to go to the fit for duty questionnaire. Period. She indicates she does have a physical problem involving her left knee, likely to affect her ability to regularly attend the hours her job requires. Period. Similarly, this knee condition impacts her ability to perform certain essential functions of her position. Period. These include running to codes, comma, squatting, comma, and pivoting. Period. She believes she does have a condition that might place her at significant risk of substantial harm to herself or others in the job. Period. She would require special accommodations in order to perform the job. Period. However, she cannot qualify for the jobs due to her knees. Period. She cannot physically respond to codes. Period. She has filed a workers' compensation claim relative to her left knee. Period. And that is the end.